We hope the last week has been comfortable for you. Stay strong. Think of the positives. Don't let yourselves down. Evacuees from the epicentre of the coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan arrived in Darwin last week and have passed the halfway point of their 14-day quarantine. When lovers were out on dates for Valentine's Day, local students at the Good Shepherd College in Howard Springs thought they would craft some love for the returnees. Bundles of handmade cards, gift bags and goodies with messages of overwhelming support turned up on the quarantine centre's doorstep. Australian Border Force have since posted a few of their favourite cards on social media pages as a nod to top-end hospitality. Regional Commander of Northern Command, Colin Drysdale, distributed the students' letters at the Howard Springs Centre and joins us on RN Drive. Thank you for your time, Colin. So tell me about the bundles of happiness and support that turned up in the last few days.
Good afternoon, Patricia. Thank you very much. Look, it was just been overwhelming. The children at Howard Springs, they wrote a lot of really, really lovely notes. They provided brand new books for the children out here, and they were. I had the pleasure and the privilege of distributing the books and the cards myself to the children, and I felt it was a wonderful experience for all involved.
You and your deputy were handing out the personal messages to children in the quarantine centre. Explain how it took place.
Well, one of the employees here has a child at the local school, and the local school approached her and basically said, "Is it okay if we provide some cards and some books for the children here?" And of course, they were readily accepted. And we decided to bring a bit of joy to the children because. You know, we fully understand, as a father of two young boys myself, I would hate to have been in that situation myself when you're basically held in a situation like this, feeling a bit isolated. And we're very, very happy to be able to provide the books to the children and also the cards. And the children were absolutely overjoyed.
Yeah, tell me about the response from the people in quarantine, particularly the children. I mean, it's such a lovely gesture.
It was overwhelming. We couldn't see the smiles. We could see the smiles in their eyes, though, and they were like yelping and screaming with glee. Actually, they were very, very excited about the whole thing, as were their parents.
How about the response from the rest of the Border Force team in Darwin?
Look, I think the response from the Australian Border Force team here has been incredibly positive, very, very professional. All the team here are extremely committed to the community and extremely committed to ensuring that the guests stay here is as comfortable as possible under the circumstances. And look, you know, most of the people here, the Australian Border Force people here, have families of their own, so we definitely empathise with what's going on.
Why are these sorts of positive vibes so important for those in quarantine right now?
Well, I think I touched on it before. There would be a certain sense of isolation, from the outside world, and we've tried to keep it as normal as possible in here for our guests. And there's been a lot of activities that have been run within the centre, it's basically trying to maintain a sense of normality. Keeping the people happy and keeping people occupied. That's the main thing.
What I find so lovely about this story is the words of encouragement from kids, especially when some of the community must be concerned about a possible outbreak. Did that surprise you? I mean, it seemed like they were saying, you know, we're not worried. They were destigmatizing this.
Well, I think it was wonderful. The messages from the kids were so positive and reinforcing, and it was very touching on a personal level to myself and to my deputy Andrew Hudson, who were here, who actually saw some of the cards, and it was just amazing. The thoughts of the children. It was just the thoughts of the children that was put into writing. It was just so pure.
With new arrivals on the way from Japan, are any more handmade goodies expected to arrive as well?
Well, we're unsure at this stage because we have a slightly different demographic with the new arrivals. However, we have a far less children in this cohort, but there are more than enough activities to keep our new guests occupied for the period of quarantine.
Adults deserve lovely cards too. Hey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Patricia. Pleasure.
That's Regional Commander of Northern Command, Colin Drysdale, the lucky man who distributed these lovely little cards from Darwin students to those in the quarantine centre. What a nice thing to do. 0418 226 576 is the text line.